Esquimalt's recreation department made a splash at this year's Union of BC Municipalities convention. Esquimalt Recreation's Youth Aquatic Safety and Leadership Program was honored at the UBCM Community Excellence Awards. The awards highlight programs that are innovative, provide direct benefit to their community, and demonstrate leadership in their field. Esquimalt's Youth Aquatic Safety and Leadership Program was designed to address the lifeguard shortages during COVID-19, which resulted in pool closures due to insufficient lifeguard numbers. Esquimalt Recreation partnered with the local high school to allow students to undergo lifeguard training as part of their normal physical education periods. The program was offered at a reduced cost to participants and provided a pathway for high school students to become lifeguards. "We're very honored to be recognized by UBCM for this accomplishment," said Mayor Barbara Desjardins. "Part of Esquimalt's identity is one of adaptability and resilience. Our staff saw an opportunity rather than a barrier, and now we have a community-driven program with a broad range of benefits." After 3 years of the program, the township is seeing a quantifiable impact. 21% of the 81 lifeguards at Esquimalt Recreation came from the Youth Aquatic Safety and Leadership Program. "The elements of this program, providing youth employment and leadership development while helping to fill a dire staffing need, is something we're very proud of," said Steve Noak, Director of Parks and Recreation. "The program is seen as a stepping stone for youth to explore various career paths within parks and rec and beyond." The UBCM Award noted that the program stood out for the way you found a cost-effective and collaborative way to address a need in your community, while adding benefit to your youth and general pool users. "By leveraging infrastructure and resources already in your community to deliver more services, create opportunities and solve a problem, you have exemplified the very best in local government service delivery." Recreation staff are actively working with schools to find the next available opportunity to run the program, which was also recognized earlier this year at the 2025 BC Economic Development Awards.